Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On the 10th day of progress,
gave to me
a conversation on jealousy. Do you know what I was actually thinking we should do? At the final episode, we should do the, like, a conversation on veganism, then a bit of jealousy.
That is the best idea you've ever had. That is so good.
Consistency.
Love it. Perfect. Oh my god, that's so good. I can't wait.
We should do one. We should really record a song and auto-tune it out.
That's the Christmas, that's the final advent.
That plays at the end. That's just like the final piece.
That's the masterpiece. You've been wondering what this is all for, guys.
What's this building towards?
What's this? Yeah.
An auto-tune song.
For nothing. Amazing.
Fighting with your family, conflict at Christmas. No.
Grief and reclaiming. Crying all the time.
It would be so great.
I know we're saying all the time, but how fun has this been?
Oh my god, we were actually on the phone earlier. We can't
get enough of each other.
You'd think we'd have enough of each other by this point.
Well, actually, what happened was, I will actually say this, I had most horrific dream of all time. Like, actually, it was really horrible, where Steffi and I had the most horrific argument. We actually described it as the bit in Deathly Hallows where, this is so bad, what an awful start to a podcast. I was describing it as Deathly Hallows where Ron's seeing Harry and Hermione like kiss and like he's like, what, oh my god, like this can't be real. It was just horrible. It was basically Steffi saying all of my insecurities to me.
Oh my god,
in the worst
awful
way. It was just so horrible. Like, she was like, you're nothing. Like, she was like, also, I was at a wedding and she wouldn't go. Like, she was just screaming at me. I was like, Steffi, I need to get ready. Like, they're getting married right now.
I was ruining the wedding day.
She always, honestly, classic Steffi.
Honestly, it is so classic.
I object.
Making it all about me at the wedding day. Yeah, honestly.
It was so horrible.
Also, apparently you were on a tube and I was saying, we need to record now.
Yeah, we were recording on the tube. That's how dedicated I am to Podmas.
It's but just Steffi horrific
like,
that.
You don't bring anything to this. You're nothing. I'm going to do it without you. And I was like, oh my god.
Fucking hell. What's so sad about it? Oh god,
I thought we were having a good time.
Not at Podmas. You can't do this now. Do you know what's so sad about it? What I hate is that now there's a version of me in your head that's like said all this nasty stuff.
I know, and I hate that I have brought that to us in the real world. Do you know what I mean?
But also, like, you need to know that all of the things that I said in the dream, I actually think the opposite.
Yeah.
And I think I said to you on the phone earlier, I would rather eat my own shit than start my own podcast.
Also, I don't really fear you starting your own podcast, but my fear is like, God, I'm dragging the team down. Like, I almost think whenever you do your own thing, I celebrate it quite proudly.
100% you do.
but more also, you thinking,
I don't think you're worth
it. I shouldn't
this piece
do this with her. Yeah, she doesn't bring anything.
No, the opposite.
She's no good. Blah,
I think
blah,
you're
blah.
A worthy piece of diamond.
Me too.
A piece of diamond. No, but diamonds with an S. Piece of diamonds.
A piece of diamonds. Amazing. With sense. A tiny bit of shit in it.
Yeah, always. I mean, speaking so that wasn't off, a great start to the day, was it?
It wasn't, but bloody
oh,
hell.
Let the bells ring.
I'm gonna leave it right.
Yeah, go for it. That was a joke I made earlier. I said the doorbell rang and I said let the bells ring. I thought it was quite funny, but now I'm talking to myself because she's getting the door.
What's quite funny is I can hear you talking to yourself.
I know. Well, I also thought, is this a little thing that she's gonna get when she's editing, or is she gonna get it now? What have you got?
I'm such a Christmas elf.
What did you get?
What could be more festive than Christmas presents being delivered on Podmas?
On Podmas.
Just a load of shit, really. But anyway.
That's really fun. I think someone might knock on the door soon.
Oh, great.
My brother just got in the shower and he said, if the door rings, actually, we don't have a doorbell. If someone knocks on the door, get it. And I was like, but I'm recording. Right, yeah. And then I heard him shut the door in my face.
Amazing. We didn't know we were going to do one on jealousy, did we?
No, it wasn't on our initial list, but then we reformed
on our Christmas list. Yeah, we had to make some amendments because there were some things that weren't on the table to talk about.
Like what? Oh, sex. Yeah. It's not that I didn't want
Steffi's
to talk
having
about
sex
it.
At the moment. She can't talk about it.
Anything I'm doing, I can't talk about. No, I know. I think it's just I didn't want this guy to leave my
fresh.
House. And then
yes.
In the morning, there's a podcast called Sex and Exploitation. I thought that's a bit much.
I think it was sex dating and exploitation was my initial.
I just think like you
draft.
Can't leave my house. And then I was like, oh, what she uploaded? What? It's
yeah,
like,
it's a bit
you're
much.
Listening.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I thought, I can't do that to him.
Hi, poor if you're
guy.
Listening.
Poor old Jake Gyllenhaal.
Whoa! Name drop. That would be iconic if it actually was Jake Gyllenhaal and you were probably...
It would be iconic if it's not actual Jake Gyllenhaal.
That, all too well. Right, ready? Jealousy. Yeah. Let's really get into this so deep.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Right. How do we start
I
with
challenge
that?
You. Okay, I was thinking earlier when I was thinking about jealousy, because I was thinking, okay, we're going to record on jealousy. Mm. And I thought, I think I get a bit sick in the head with jealousy.
You get sick in the head with jealousy.
Yeah.
Explain.
Confession. Well, I think when I'm jealous, I think jealousy is one of the most consuming things.
I couldn't agree more. I actually was thinking this the other day, a mere few days ago. I think it's when we maybe decided we were going to talk about jealousy. I was thinking there are top two worst emotions in this life. Number one, jealousy is absolutely like the most... Do you know what? It's got an embarrassment to it as well. It's just awful. There's so much shame around it. Mm-hmm. And when I feel jealous, I feel sick to the head. You're so right.
Yeah, I feel sick in the head.
The other one is loneliness. I think when I feel lonely, I just want to die. I hate it.
The problem is as well, when you feel lonely, you end up getting jealous. And then when you're jealous, it makes you lonely.
And there's nothing isolating like jealousy.
No, exactly, yeah.
Oh, jealousy. It's so bleak.
I also think in my experience as like a young girl growing up, I feel like jealousy was one of the most formative like experiences. Mm. Like a lot of my teenage life.
Was spent jealous.
And even like talking about jealousy and like...
Talking about jealousy. I feel like that's one of the things that was not acceptable back in the day.
No, but I almost think girls being horrible to each other is all obviously rooted in jealousy. Yeah. I think everything we do as teenage girls, it's just there's so much patriarchy just festering in our veins.
Oozing out of every
pore. Yeah.
It's rank.
Are you feeling jealous at the moment?
Let me think. Do you know what?
What's that look like in your modern life?
Well, I'm actually having a bit of I'm having Christmas off Instagram in my mind. I'm like, okay. Right, I'm not going on Instagram at the moment. And I think I was saying to you before, because you were like, why are you doing that? And I was like, I don't feel insecure at the moment, but I feel like I have the potential to be quite insecure at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just in my transitional phase of my life. And I think Instagram makes me feel really jealous. Yeah. I mean, I have a shit ton of body image issues. I'm utterly fucked up about weight and all of this stuff. I think I really struggle to look at a skinny fucking girl in a bikini. That's something that I just don't think... It's just not an easy experience for me at all. And Instagram, unfortunately, is... the world of skinny girls in bikinis.
I thought it was interesting when you said that in the one where we were talking about influencers as well, like the ways that we engage with social media, because I feel like I view Instagram as the place of like, it's just funny, like the different, it's
basically
almost
what you're triggered by.
Exactly, yeah. It's like,
yeah,
if you kind of hate spiders, it's like, oh God, I see spiders every day.
Everywhere.
Like, and that is a real thing. Like you become hypervigilant to the things that you are essentially afraid of, or like the things that you feel harm you.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of this masochistic thing that, especially on social media with jealousy, it is very addictive. Ugh. And very like you kind of get addicted to the pain in a kind of self-harmy way of like, I need to, like, I just want to see it, like, but it doesn't make
I don't
want to
see
no,
it.
No, I know.
But I then I think it's bad to not want to see something because it triggers you.
Yeah, well, it's pointing at a larger problem of what's triggering.
It's like,
you,
maybe you should be able to see this and be okay with it, hence why my therapist was like, get back on Instagram.
Yeah, so you are kind kind of rejecting her wishes, which is
I
why
know. I just don't want to be sad over Christmas. It's Podmas.
Yeah, no, oh my god, you're so right. I mean, you're in your rights to do whatever you want, but earlier I laughed when you said, I said I'm not going to be on Instagram, and you said, why are you doing that? As if like I interrogate you, which I maybe kind of do.
I think it's needed.
Yeah, I think occasional interrogation, just self-reflection.
Because
maybe
also
advised,
it's a ridiculous thing, like, because I half have problems with Instagram and I half love Instagram as well. Like, I love...
I don't think that's ridiculous though. I think such like, is lie.
I think that's the sad bit, because I cut myself off from... So I've basically been like to you, send me anything nice anyone says, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah. I cut myself off from really amazing experiences out because of basically body dysmorphia. And I find that really sad. So basically, I really want to be able to not be jealous as fuck and mental on Instagram. Yeah. Because I end up cutting off really amazing experiences and like seeing all these amazing stuff from, that people have said and seeing everyone.
But it's also a process.
It is. I'm just trying to work towards it, but yeah. I don't want to be sad over Podmas. It's just not the, it's not for me.
We're really holding it together pretty well, I would say.
Oh my god, we're holding it together well. I'm not actually shocked thinking, about us.
No, I know. It's iconic.
When do you feel jealous?
Well, what's funny is I was thinking as well, I find it really interesting for me personally when I'm sick in the head. I feel like I'm towing the line of jealousy and like almost infatuation.
Ooh, okay.
Like I feel like because it's so consuming, when I see something I like, it's quite Libra of me, I can't resist it. Like I think I get quite drawn in by things, by beauty. I'm quite alluring. Yeah, yeah. And it really becomes almost like top of the agenda. Like it bumps right up to the priorities as kind of examining it. Sometimes when I really like, for example, you just showed me a nice coat. If I saw you on Instagram, that she's getting, by the way, can't wait.
Do you want to hear this discount quickly?
Yes, go on, share it.
It was a coat I was going to get for £75.
Sponsored by Honey,
not sponsored by Honey. I did that little Honey code thing and I was like, right, this never really takes anything off. It did, a £75 coat. I'm getting it for £55.
She's buzzing.
How much more absolutely money is 75 buzzing than 55?
It was, well, we were saying 75 is basically 100. 55 could kind of be 30 if you squinted a little bit.
And that's maths.
It's iconic. It's pure science.
We're really proud of that maths as well. 75 to 100. And
no, you're so right. I agree with you.
But anyway, go on.
Yeah, if I see something that I think is beautiful, admirable, I find it sometimes quite hard to like admire it in a healthy way.
Ooh, yeah. No, I get that.
Like I find it quite hard to keep my distance from things that I admire, like think are beautiful, think I would want for myself. Like it doesn't take much for me to really slip into the spiral of, and I guess it's because generally in life, it doesn't take much to knock me over into the depths of hell all of a sudden. Yeah. The tightrope that I'm on, oh look, once again I'm in the pits. Like I'm the gust of wind away from being down there. But I feel like it doesn't take much for me to slip into, oh yeah, like she's lovely, into like, oh my god, I need to ditch my whole life and personality and become somebody else, because that's how validate myself.
Yeah, that's not fun.
It's not fun.
That's really
shit. It's not great fun. I'm not having a blast.
No. I think that's why jealousy is so bad, because it essentially is self-hatred and like self-betrayal that you have seen some equality in someone else, whether it be literally fucking a coat they have or a flat stomach that they have or a life that they have or fucking eyeliner that they have, whatever that you want. And you've basically called yourself shit 10 times over, that you're so willing to betray yourself and just like ditch every single thing that you spent the last like however many years of your life building and just be like, I'll just be them then. I'll just become them. Mm. Everything about me is shit. Everything about them is great. I'll just be that. And then I'll be happy.
I think it's kind of the thing of the sooner, for me personally, I can accept to like deal with what I've got rather than try and force myself into something that is just never going to happen. Try and shape myself into a different person. So the sooner I can get over that, the sooner I can start maybe enjoying my life. But I also think, I do think there's a part of it that even as young girls and just across society, I don't think we're really taught or shown how to like admire and like show our appreciation for things. I think so much of it is rooted in insecurity, when like we even see this across friendships. If someone, even if you love somebody and they've got something good going for them, I think sometimes we really find it hard to celebrate other people's wins because we are so insecure and fragile.
Well, we're told that it's a threat.
It's a personal loss. Somebody else winning means you're a fucking loser, mate.
Yeah. I think that's exactly it. I mean, that also with we've spoken about it so many times, but like women's friendship, there's so much competition. I mean, as I've said, that I'm watching Made in Chelsea at the moment, the most fascinating kind of social study I've ever looked at in my fucking life. The way that these women act towards each other, I mean, the men act crazy to each other as well, but the way that the women act
feels personally
is literally
sad.
Like they're running a fucking race, like tearing each other down. Like it is absolutely crazy. It's like, and these people are friends. These people, like a lot of them went to school together and they, I mean, especially when there's like a man, like a competition towards a man, and there's a jealousy, like this person, I had sex with that person and now they're kissing that person, what the hell, the jealousy that comes in then and how they tear each other down is like, it's
scary.
It's almost like it's life or death.
But I think it is made to feel like that, and I think as little girls we are kind of made to feel like there's like very limited resources of a way to live. Do you know what I mean? Like almost to protect your own safety. Like it's kind of a capitalist thing.
Yeah.
It's a patriarchal thing that it's like, I think a lot of people feel encouraged to do whatever they have to do and throw anyone under the bus to kind of persevere in life. Yeah.
But almost like there's a part of that that feels
so far
quite
from thriving.
Yeah. There's a part of that that feels quite like, is it just like a Darwinistic impulse that's like left over of like, you, we would always compete to get kind of the best mate. That's,
but
like,
what's sad is it's within your tribe. Like,
yeah,
we are.
But is that not what it was like back? Is that not an evolutionary thing that you would compete to get that?
But biologically, it's like, well, you have your peers, you have your tribe. It's like we are a team. Like we are relying on each other. We're better when we're like unified. Like we might have a leader, but like we're all coming together. Like Seffi's doing the gathering, I'm doing the hunting. Do you know what I mean? Like we're
perfect.
All kind
I've got the good deal there.
She's foraging, and I'm
she's
like
the kind
a lamb
of teacher
to
of the tribe.
I'm being held at knife.
She's fighting for my dinner.
And that we don't see that. Like so often, it's like you're going against your own loved ones. It's like you see, like, for example, people are made in Chelsea with this like extended history with each other, and there should be such a shared like communal bond and love for each other.
Oof, but far from
gust of wind in there.
Not even a gust of wind, it's a lovely summer's day and they're going at each other. It's crazy. That show is crazy.
But
it's,
I think as well,
insane.
You've definitely heard the thing of like people being like, oh, you know what, I think actually we do really well.
Yeah, go on.
For example, compliments to the chef. I think it's like, we don't hesitate. Yeah, we don't hesitate to almost quite lavish one another in compliments. Yeah. And I want you to feel, I genuinely want you to feel very loved and secure and like aware of your own amazing qualities, because you have them in abundance, and it's just a waste of time if you're not gonna see it. It's sad for all of us. We all lose. When Steffi's not feeling her best, we all lose out.
It's a collective
and I couldn't believe that more wholeheartedly. And I think across some friendships and just even just at some phases in my life, like I think it's something that a lot of people have experienced, is feeling like almost a scarcity around compliments and like not wanting.
Yeah,
you never feel like someone doesn't want you to feel good, or like they don't want you to get too big for your boots, sort of thing.
When you're almost trying on a dress for a party with your friends, and one of them's like, "That one, yeah, wear that one," and you know it's the uglier one. It's like, oh, like kind of. I mean, this is a thing from like way when I was younger, but almost
that
the
happened?
Thing of, yeah, 100%. Charles, I'm recording. So, sorry, no, it's fine. You're on the podcast now though. Do you want to say anything? He said, oh, no. This is your one chance.
He said, unless I can make money off of it. Like, unless I'm getting paid for a feature.
Got anything burning to say?
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, no, definitely that's happened. Almost, do you not remember like shopping trips with your gal pals at school?
That's, and it's evil.
Like, that looks so good. And it's like, I know that looks so bad. And like, or like when you don't trust someone's opinion. Have you not ever had that before? And you know they're trying to sabotage you. I even joke about that with my friends now, that like when I'm like, that looks really good, and they think it looks shit, they're like, are you being a saboteur?
Yeah, I mean, I do say that, but I think I say it more as a joke.
I've 100% had it where I know that someone is trying to sabotage me.
Have you ever thought I'm trying to sabotage you?
No, never. Oh my God.
I just want to make it clear. I would
Worst
never.
Saboteur of all time. You're stunning. You're stunning.
Like. I also thought earlier, this is not relevant, but earlier I'd sent you a text. I can't remember what it said. Like, hey.
Probably morning, loads of emojis. That's how you usually start the day. You send me a text saying, morning, sunrise.
When I normally send you, what I realised earlier is I always send you like a bouquet of flowers emoji.
Yeah, always. I always get a bouquet from you.
And it's kind of like, I'm being like, oh, I'm not even here. Like, it's not even a text, it's just a little bunch of flowers for you, like, don't mind me, just a bunch of flowers to brighten your day.
The bouquet and like the kind of the swirl sparkle thing of like magic
kind of shooting star.
Yeah, I almost see it. It's like chow.
magic. Yeah, it's true. Love hearts.
Also, we're planning to go to Paris soon.
Oh my God.
As a congratulations on the podcast trip. Just a well done. We're in a completely different spot than we were in last fucking year. Now we can potentially go on holiday together. How iconic would that be, by the way?
It would be iconic.
You sent me in a lovely collection of emojis. I sent you some croissants, some flags.
Yeah, which made me feel really good. Yeah.
Yeah, same. And then you sent, and then you even said, I've just spent ages carefully choosing these
curating
emojis.
Them.
And it's a collection of about 10 emojis. They were so stunning to symbolize Paris.
It was quite a work of art.
It really was. It was a whole piece. It was like a narrative in those 10 emojis. It was beautiful.
Yeah, but I think what's good about our relationship, when I'm not having dreams about you shouting at me.
I was going to say, it's like, this is so ridiculous. But like,
it's all underpinned by my fear, like, of you.
It's like the fact, I was literally saying to you, you're worthless last night.
Like, you bring nothing to the table. And I was like, but Podmas.
Yeah, but Podmas. I hate that that's come out of my fictional mouth.
I know.
It's like, fucking put
ridiculous.
That thing back where it came from.
Also help me. But I think what's really good for us is we do, I think, make a real effort to like make the other person feel good. And it comes from a real genuine place. But I also think I don't want anyone to feel evil. Like, I actually think, as
well,
horrible
it's an evil
as
emotion.
It is evil, but it's
you
like, you're not evil
you're
for feeling jealous or like a bit resentful towards someone close to you. Like,
you are just human
and like, you're not evil because you thought, fucking bitch, she doesn't deserve that. I need to get, do you know what I mean? You're just human.
Is that not one of the most normal things of all time? Like, I definitely think when I would feel jealous, it comes immediately with a resentment.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It comes immediately, like, I feel jealous, I feel like, and then it's like, oh, fuck that fucking bitch.
Yeah.
It's so bad. And then and then comes the hatred of the self.
Of
then
yourself.
Goes, how dare I feel like
things.
This.
Here they come, flooding
what
on
a piece
in,
of shit to feel like that. It's so fucked. I also remember seeing a thing back in the day that was like, if you feel this emotion, this is what you need. If you feel this emotion, this is what you need. And I think the one that was like jealousy was like, what you need is to show yourself, fucking obvious, show yourself some fucking love. Because basically when you feel jealous, you're feeling self-hatred.
Yeah.
And you're basically, yeah, as I was saying earlier, willing to just betray yourself completely and just become someone else. I think basically when you feel jealous, when you feel like that sinking feeling of like, I feel fucking so jealous
right now.
It's like, do something that you like. Do something really personal to you that you like.
Yeah.
Just to honour yourself rather than...
But how hard is that? Because when you're in that moment, it's like, well, I'm not in the mood to do something nice. Like, what even is that? Like, that whole world, like that whole terminology just feels so foreign. In that, in when you're feeling, you know, when you're feeling shit, and it's like, you know, in theory what you need is just take some time out, like address your needs, like eat something, get some rest, like take care of yourself and just take some space and all of those things. But it's like, well, it's hard when you're in it to give yourself that room.
But I think that's the that's what I'm trying to train that's myself to do anyway, is actually be really honest with myself in those moments. Like one of the, now I've finished my therapy, load of shit, load of amazing shit, load of diamonds, in fact. One of the things was like, what, how are you going to continue this, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, when you feel the feeling of like, when I'm triggered, it would be like a panicked feeling of all of this stuff and like a sinking kind of stomach, which I think is so similar to like that jealous feeling of like, it's very like in your body, almost like that's your cue, like you know now that you're feeling the thing. And when you feel that feeling, it's not a chance to go in on the thought, it's a chance to take care of your body and just be like, right, you're gonna have a bath, you're gonna lie down, you're gonna like meditate,
get
for
out
a second.
Of here.
And I think I'm really, even though it's like the last fucking thing on earth I want to do right now is like have a square of chocolate, because in my sick mind I'm telling myself you can't have
Lupin
that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You can't have that. Yeah, Lupin saying it helps,
trust me, make you feel better.
It does help, you know.
I think as well, what a nice thing could be is, I actually have seen, I know lots of people listen to this podcast and they know their friends also listen to this podcast, and what might be quite nice, I don't know if you guys know each other like that, but even if they don't listen to, basically if you have someone in your life who kind of feels like a bit of a safe person where you can kind of speak to them like on a certain level and you know each other, get it. I know I could ring you, Sophia, anytime and be like, oh my god, like I'm fucking jealous, like I'm in this thing,
yeah,
and you would help me get out of it.
I
and
try
I would
my best.
Demand you of your time, and you would give it to me quite freely, I think. But I think it might be quite good to have like someone else's perspective there, just to remind you that there's a bigger life out there than just like the little evil person in your mind. Because I think sometimes the voice in your head is so loud that it's like, well, you just need Seffi to drown it out. Like, and if you have someone in your life that you can ring and be like, or just text them and be like, what's going on in your day? I think just get yourself out of your head and into a conversation with someone that you love. And if that isn't available to you, the podcast is always here.
It's always here. I also
talking
think
shit every day.
It's a matter of perspective, hugely, I think, jealousy. Like, it's because you've fixated on this one thought, this one fucking thing that you don't like, and you've gone in on it. What you need to do is you need to get out of the fucking house. Like, the worst thing you can do, I think, is lie in your bed, or even, like, watching TV sometimes. It's like, it's not actually helpful because you're just in your mind. I do think getting outside and, like, seeing that life
going
is
by
going
tea,
on.
Interact with someone working
coffee shop. Is one of the best things you can do. You need to just get out of the thought and like out into the world.
I agree, get it away from you,
or into a shitty little Podmas podcast.
100%. You're always welcome here, guys.
Oh, you are.
Podmas will always be here to welcome you home, always. After all this time, always.
always.
I'm gonna be sick. Well, that was lovely.
I've really liked this one. I think it's been one of my faves.
That's good.
Yeah, good. I think so.
All right, amazing.
I don't really know why. I think I would have really enjoyed this conversation if I was going through like a jealous period. And I think Christmas is the time of jealousy.
Oh, so true. It's the giving each other the gift of jealousy and hatred. I think as well, just the crux is you're not evil. And you, to be honest, you're probably fine as you are.
Just definitely.
You're completely a perfect being. I just know it.
Couldn't be more sure of anything in my whole life.
Yeah.
That like, you're not evil for feeling jealous, because everyone,
and you don't
feels
need
this.
What they have.
No.
Because also the crux as well is someone's looking at you thinking, fucking bitch, why can't I just have what she has? Blah, 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 blah.
And the person that you're jealous of is feeling the same thing
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. We're all
there's
just
no one
up.
That's exempt from it.
What a shame
there's
we're fucked in the head,
person.
They said. Well, that feels very festive.
It does, doesn't it?
See you tomorrow.
Congratulations on the Podmas.
Congratulations on the Podmas.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.